Good afternoon. You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Allie Lightfoot. I had a chance to speak with Bill Powers and Shelley Gray of the duo Honey Don't. This Paonia-based band just came out with a new album called Heart Like a Wheel. Bill Powers produced this album and wrote most of the songs. Shelley Gray is a vocalist and bass player on the album. This couple's been making music together for well over a decade. The band's 2009 debut release hit the top 40 national Americana charts for several weeks, topping off at number 25. I had a chance to sit down with them and talk about their new CD this week. So glad you guys are here.
Thanks for having us, Allie.
Yeah, thanks.
So I just listened to the whole album today, and I gotta say, it really felt like it could be a soundtrack to living in the North Fork over the past few years. It was this great mixture of like melancholy and joy there, and it totally resonated for me personally. Part of it maybe that I was here with you that whole time.
Right.
And I don't know, I think it was maybe a year ago I heard your rendition of Heart of Glass and heard a couple of the other songs get developed over the years. Can you talk a little bit about what inspired this album? The lyrics are really stand out to me.
Well, so much of our first album had such a theme of love, and we didn't really even realize that until after we started paying attention. We're like, oh, that song and that song, they all sort of focused around this kind of sweet love and a nicey nice thing. And on this record, we didn't realize it necessarily until the end either, but the theme of each song is just a little bit darker, you know. There's a little darker element to each song, and it's not necessarily a negative thing, but it's, you know, a little more brokenhearted stuff, a little more, you know, real life issues going on.
There's some sadness and some real issues
that we deal with as a society and whatnot. So there's some heavier elements to the songs, I think.
Yeah, and then it's sort of peppered with this real breezy, like summer day kind of feeling too, with a lot of the songs that
for a lot of the songs, an idea that we would like, you know, to do for a video is us driving in, you know, this countryside on a convertible with just the views everywhere, because it is such a summer, you know, a lot of the songs lend themselves to that sort of feeling of
driving along a summer
day in beautiful Colorado.
Yeah, it's been certainly an interesting time around here. We're just getting used to things being hard. Is all it is, you know, like, because they have been hard.
New normal.
And well, but it's true. It's, you know, it's like how, you know, like with gas prices and stuff like that, they get you used to paying $4 a gallon, and the gas prices go up, but they don't go back down, and then you just have to get used to how to function that way, and that's going to be the new way things are. And same thing with the economy and just everything. So it was kind of growing musically somewhat, which I always like to think that I'm doing somewhat.
Bill really has kind of honed in on the idea that he writes from a sense of place. So where he is what comes through in the music. You know, you really get that sense of the place you're in. And so this valley has provided tons of inspiration.
It's not even always the physical space, but I mean, I think mostly that's kind of what happens. But like the opening track, the Breaking Down, that one's been around for a little while, and that one actually came about because of a friend of mine that was going through a divorce. And what I didn't necessarily get right at the time was like that kind of thing was on the way in my life, and at the age that I was at, that all next thing I know, all kinds of people that I know are going through divorces, and it's happening all around me. And the first one that I was kind of close to was really hit me really hard and was really upsetting to me, and I just ended up writing a song that kind of took that emotion that I was feeling seeing this happening and what that did to me, and kind of internalizing in it and imagining like not wanting to go through that, and just only being able to imagine how awful that might be. So that just happened to be something that just really affected me. I didn't know that it would. I didn't, and it came out, and by the time we've got the thing recorded, I mean it's just
about
crazy.
10 more people got divorced.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. So it became, so now that's like a thing that's like happened, and then we're putting the record out, and I can say that, yeah, that's something that's going on all around me. broken down, I can't get right. I'm up all night, I sleep my days away. You're out running like there's somewhere to go, like there's something you know that makes it all okay. And I've been trying to steady shaking hands, falling hard, not knowing where I live. You laid waste to all these best made plans. Now you're gone. Well, I can't let you go. At my old back door, eyes to the floor, I just don't care anymore. Whiskey has some strong words with me. We both agree it's just not fair.
That was the song Breaking Down from Honey Don't off their new CD, Heart Like a Wheel. I spoke with Bill Powers and Shelley Gray earlier this week.
One of the things I guess was probably worth mentioning about the record is that we recorded it at home, and that's a new thing. And that gave me lots and lots of time, probably way too much time, to really see the ideas through. Doing that first record, we put everything into it, and we did a radio campaign and everything. And that's part of the reason it's taken us so long to come back, because with another record, is because in my mind I wanted to be able to do that all again, and I kept waiting and trying to let the stars align and trying to make some more money and be able to do that, but it didn't feel like that was happening too quickly. So we started working on them at home, and I started adding stuff to the basic tracks that we had with the guitar, bass, and drums, and adding the things that I could play. I kind of decided that I couldn't really afford to hire players. So if I could play it, I did try to. And then if I couldn't pull it off, if I couldn't execute it, then I had to either figure out I had to play something else or set it aside and say, well, I'll have to hire someone for that. There is some fiddle work, and that was done by Betsy Ellis, who plays with the Kansas City, Missouri group, the Wilders. We had Eric Moon, who is pretty much the first call Americana guy that just plays. Well, he does really everything, but he's a great keyboard player. He was playing organ on most of the songs. And he also, I didn't know he plays lap steel. And when I sent him some of these songs, he came back and was like, well, I hear, you know, whatever you want on the rest of these, but I really hear lap steel on this. And I was like, oh, I didn't even know you did that. So sure, that sounds great. Lap steel, sure. And Randy Utterback, who plays with us live quite a bit, played dobro on Devil's Electric Band. Really, I think one of the things you could say about the record is when we started playing with Sticky as our drummer, the feel of the song sort of took shape. And then we had a couple of different folks played drums, Mark Dalio and Monty Tureen. When you have other folks play, you have to really you got to give yourself over to that and go with their ideas. And
there's more time constraints and put on it too.
Yeah, they can't. I wouldn't be like, yeah, try it again. Okay, how about another? You know, like for myself, I'm like, oh, I'm going to do that again. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it again until I've done it 30 times. I'm not going to do that to someone else, you know. But I might not, if I have a pretty strong feeling about something that I want in there, I'm not going to put them through that. That's rude, you know. It's not okay. You hire someone, you're like, I'm hiring you to do what you do, and you do it, and you give them a couple few runs, and you should be satisfied. Or either that, or
you're going to be here for weeks till you get it right.
I could do myself, and I did, you know.
I'm here with Bill Powers and Shelley Gray of Honey Don't. We're talking about their new album. It's called Heart Like a Wheel. I noticed a couple of the songs on here have the heart. You did the cover of the Blondie song, Heart of Glass, and then Heart Like a Wheel. And then your cover is great, has a big heart on it. Was that another accident where it just kept kind of coming up as a theme?
Pretty much. It was either going to be a record that had like three songs with hearts on it or seven songs with trains on it. And
we went with the heart theme on this one.
Yeah, we went ahead and went with the heart theme. We really literally had like seven.
Maybe the next album will be trains.
Yeah, yes. We'll do the, we have maybe a lot. The trains then.
Trains and hobos, they're lining up for the next theme.
And, you know, even though this record maybe is less sort of like kind of has the themes of love and more a little more toil and a little more darkness and that kind of thing in it. And I don't want to belabor that point. It's a nice, bright, pretty CD, I think. You know, it doesn't like it looks like a nice thing. And I think it is inside. So, you know, I think we're just talking about the themes are there for sure.
Well, yeah. And I think like that's just sort of keeping it real, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're an artist that wants to express where you're at, mm-hmm. it probably does change a lot. And it seems like that's how artists do grow, mm-hmm. is by kind of going with that wherever mm-hmm. that's taking you, instead of like, it's gonna be another happy one, folks. The CD is dedicated to your dad, Jim Powers, who turned 70 this year. Can you tell me a little bit about your dad, Bill?
Yeah, my dad's a fun guy. Have you partied with my dad before?
Does he like to party?
Most people in town.
No, I want to party with
really
your dad.
Good idea of Bill's
dad. If you haven't before, you probably should. He's the last time he came to town, all I know is that for the whole week, 2 weeks after he left, people who I don't, you know, don't necessarily stop me in the street were stopping me in the street and asking me about my dad and asking when he'd be back. What he's up to and when he'll be back, you know. And he kind of has that effect wherever we go. We spent a lot of time together hanging out. A lot of my musical tastes and things were shaped not necessarily so much by him putting them on me, but by me more digging into his record collection. That kind of started with rock and roll and Led Zeppelin and Jimi Hendrix and all that kind of stuff that he had. And then the more I kind of delved into his collections, and this would be even as CDs started popping up, but more jazz, and I got really into jazz through his record collection, and we'd go out and see jazz together. But my dad also turned me on to kind of one of the monumental things through his record collection was bossa nova and Antonio Carlos Jobim. So anyway, I really spent a lot of time with a couple of records that he had there with that really shaped me musically quite a bit.
It sounds like he had eclectic taste.
Yeah, he did.
Which is cool.
Yeah, he did.
And he's also been super supportive of Bill and writing and us playing and everything. He's always, you know,
he's like
he's the biggest cheerleader.
Fan.
Absolutely. He's always right there.
And, you know, financially somewhat too. He has helped. He's helped any time that he could. If he was able, he would help.
One song that I really love on this CD is Feel Like Going Home. Can you tell me a bit about that one?
The idea of the song is just about, you know, the idea of going away to war and coming back and not understanding anything the way that it was before and not really having any place to go. you want to go home, but there's no home left, you know, because it's even if there's a physical place or people to go back to, you're not the same person because of the things you've been through and what you've seen, which, you know, no people should have to see that, hopefully. But they do. And this idea that we have so many veterans that are on the streets, they suffer from mental illness, they have issues with alcohol and post-traumatic stress disorder and all kinds of things. And I know it's a problem and an issue that has lots of different causes and it's hard to follow. There's no one way to fix that issue. But for me, it just kind of blows my mind that in all the things that we do, that there would be like our country, you know, what happens in our country, and that these folks wouldn't be taken care of and taken better care of. And like, no matter what their situation is, that we find some way to deal with them and to help them have better lives than being on the streets and not be in danger and not be sick and not be hungry and not be lost. And so I just kind of wanted to thank veterans and draw attention to it. And one of the things that I really bonded with my grandmother over was that my grandfather was Lieutenant Colonel James W. Powers, and that's who I'm named for. And after my grandfather had died, I'd always call my grandmother on Veterans Day and Memorial Day. And that kind of became a thing that she always knew that I, you know, we would talk then.
Yeah, and it even just makes me think of somebody who's searching for a place that feels like home, regardless of their situation, you know, mm-hmm. just that really wanting that place that feels like right again, you know, that's yeah. what it made me
you
think of.
You don't have to be away at war to have that feeling.
Yeah, and it's a yearning. I mean, that's the same, that's kind of the idea. It kind of has that sort of a yearning feeling in the song, and that's what I would, I hope it does anyway. That's what I feel like I was trying to do there.
Well, let's hear Feel Like Going Home from Honey Don't.
I'm alone. I don't know where I went wrong. Well, I've been lost for so long. Lord, I feel like going home. There's a dusting of snow on the rail yard down below. A bit too soon to be so. Boxcars in the moonlight bang and clatter as they roll. They don't go easy, but they still go. I'm a long way from home. Well, I don't know where I went wrong. Well, I've been lost for so long. Lord, I feel like going home. Lord, they're all I ever had. There's a medal in my pocket and some metal here in my head. There's a story in some paper with the names of all the dead. I'm a long way from home. Well, I don't know where I went wrong. Well, I've been lost for so long. Lord, I feel like going home, like going home, like going home. Lord, I feel like going home, like going home, like going home. Lord, I feel like going home.
You're tuned into Talkin' Music. This is Allie Lightfoot. I'm speaking with Bill Powers and Shelley Gray of the band Honey Don't.
I know that you guys tour a lot, and also I know that Bill keeps up with a lot of Colorado artists. I'm just wondering who you've seen over the past year of touring or town somewhere that just seems to have this exciting music scene developing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could say that down in Colorado Springs, which is kind of an odd part of the state and also one that I'm not super familiar with, there's a record label there that's kind of that works with all of these artists. It's called Blank Tape Records. And so once I started kind of honing in on all that, and we played this Meadowgrass Festival that happened in La Ferrette down there, and all of these bands were playing down there. They were all part of the festival one way or the other. And they'd actually kind of, a lot of them had kind of come up with it. I think it was like the third or fourth year for that festival. And it kind of started on the backs of these young bands who were, you know, pretty much kids, many of them. And then they're bringing in more national acts and things like that. There were some great bands playing there. But in all sorts of formations and amalgamations of all these bands, all the different players from one band are all backing up the other player in this band, and they just all mix and match. It seems like they're just, it's a pretty cool musical community. I thought the Colorado Springs scene was pretty interesting to me.
Yeah, I had no like desire really to visit there. Sorry if anyone out there is from Colorado Springs, but I just was there and had a great time. They had like great food everywhere I went. It just seemed like it was getting a lot more lively, and
we thought
a
so
lot
too.
More art and music happening.
There's kind of a hip scene downtown, and then there's this older part of town that had music going on. It was real beautiful and old neighborhoods, and we were quite impressed. And Manitou Springs just up the road, and we played up in there too.
Yeah.
So.
Well, let's hear one more song off the CD. Let's hear one of the breezy, happy songs. This one totally describes a beautiful summer day here in the valley. It's called Colorado Wine. Can you tell me where you were when you got the idea for this song, Bill?
I got the idea for the song from watching Todd Sheets' video that he put together for a lot of the wineries here, that was kind of a conglomeration of a bunch of these folks. So I was seeing footage from a lot of different places, but what really grabbed me was the scenes from up at Azura right here. It was just amazing. And so really the opening line about what that looks like, it came from seeing that the first time and being like, oh my God, that is where we live. And it's from that vantage, maybe it's a vantage point that I hadn't really seen that many times, but they got it right at the right time of day and the right time of the year. And it was really beautiful.
Well, the morning just broke like a river in spring, and the sun's rays splinter and cover everything, and the low clouds lift when the winds blow through. West Elk wilderness comes into view. There's a songbird singing a song about June. There's Venus near the tip of a sliver of moon. And it's all just so much. Think about grace. The truth is it happens every day in this place. Oh, baby, I'm feeling a Rocky Mountain high. Caught in the pull of a deep blue sky. Sitting here watching the clouds go by with you. Baby, I'm feeling a Rocky Mountain high. Caught in the pull of your deep blue eyes. Sitting here letting the time slip by. Just me and you. A bottle or two of Colorado wine. Colorado wine. Is there anything as fine as you in summertime in Colorado wine? Desert to the west, that's the time of the day that I think I love the best. When the alpenglow brings on evening bliss, the stars look down on a long slow kiss, and I remember it all like it's just the other day. The smell of your hair in the grass where we laid, when you held me so close, the things we said. I swear, little girl, I was out of my head. Oh, summertime.